on today's show. Trying new stuff. Got fun stories for you. And boy, are we glad to be back with our own baby, Looch Dog in the Morning. You know, we've been doing this 6 years now. I just got the notification that our 1 year anniversary came today, 5 years ago. Go figure. We are going to do something to celebrate, and that is drink on air with you guys. It's the biggest drinking day of the year right before Thanksgiving. Got nothing to do tomorrow except be fat and happy, right, Belly?
That's all I know how to be, so yeah. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire it up, folks!
Strap it out!
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made a Maze.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy!
Welcome back, folks! There are things happening behind the scenes. Belly has agreed to drink with you and me. Let's go! Fantastic job on the production side! God, we're so happy to be. Sometimes you just need to take a break and remember what it is that you do and why you love it so much. We love talking to you every single Wednesday and Friday, 10 a.m.
Yeah,
Eastern,
like
YouTube. I'll taste it. I'll try it. We've got three more in the fridge, and I plan on getting nice and toasty. That's why we've got the fire up there. You guys are ready to go in the social media lounge. We are serving disgusting IPA. Why?
No, it's pale ale.
Why?
Earned run seasonal session pale ale from Devil's Backbone.
Who likes an IPA? I don't understand it. Like, what's the point? It just tastes like bitter hops.
Some do. This one is like a session, so it's got a citra hop to it.
Now, you know beers, and I would trust your
I've tasted
your
about every beer under the sun. We right now have a pumpkin sour beer. A pumpkin sour beer on tap at Tavern. No one's drinking it, so we got to make cocktails out of it. Just made a cocktail out of it. It's delicious.
Delish. I love
it. I'm a mixman.
So here's the deal. Belly and I were watching 22 Jump Street last night, and I wanted to prove something to him on air. He says, no way I can open a beer bottle on my forearm.
You mean with your forearm?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Hold on. Do that again for the people.
So he puts it against his forearm and opens it. That hurts.
That's what Channing Tatum does, and then he also does it like on his eyeballs. It's really not hard, man.
Oh man, it really.
I mean,
isn't
it's done. It's the easiest thing on the planet.
It's
not
nonchalant.
Hard. Just push it in. It's not like any of the sharp parts are actually touching you. It's the top.
Yeah.
So you just jam it into your arm and turn. It's literally the easiest thing.
All right.
But yeah, darn right.
As long as you're not biting off. As long as you're not biting it off, I can't watch people do that.
No, it's disgusting.
Oh, God.
All right, so let's get to the show. First thing we're going to be giving away today is a TTR Studios shirt, but this is how you have to do it. I'm not going to give it away easy. Because apparently on The Voice of One Wheel yesterday, Belly, people were freaking out over our shirts. I love them.
We've gotten some new shirts that we're going to be debuting soon, too, next show.
We'll do that on Voice of One Wheel.
One Wheel, they're reserved.
So I would like for you guys to, in fact, I have to plug in the phone lines here. Let me open up the TTR Studios phone lines, 571-354-7338. What was that noise? 571-354-7338 is the number. All day today, you have to decide. This was a punny Halloween costume that I am wearing. Okay? On it, if you can't read it, I don't know what, you need to go get your eyes checked, but, man, I look ridiculous right now. It says 401k, medical, dental, and vision.
That's for our radio listeners.
That's for our radio listeners. Yep. You got to tell them because we've got a lot of radio. Thank you, Belly. I'm wearing a yellow shirt that says 401k, medical, dental, and vision. Now, I am not giving you any hints.
Yep.
What is my costume? It is a pun. There's your hint.
You got to call in.
571-354-7338. I don't care how random it is. It doesn't matter if we're talking about Jesus. You call in. If you have a guess and you think it comes to your head, just call in. Pepper it in. If you're right, we'll give you a t-shirt. If you're wrong, good luck. Try again.
Good luck.
Okay?
Try again.
We don't do a lot of Jesus talk. We don't do a lot of politics talk on this show, which is interesting because I just picked up a job, Belly, running the board and producing as a fill-in for a very, very a national political radio show.
Yeah, well, you know, you find job. You when you're working for a job like that, it's more about just getting in the door.
You guys know me. What am I going to do on a political show? Thank God I don't have to talk. All I have to do is this stuff.
I think they're saying the same thing right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you have it?
Yeah, of course I do.
Touchdown! Man, life is good. Okay, so let's get to the show. We're drinking today. Why? Because it is the biggest drinking day of the year. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Most people don't have anything to do except for Belly, who has to do what at what time tomorrow?
I have to go to work tomorrow. That's right. On Thanksgiving, I have to work at 8 a.m., which is 3 hours before any time I usually have to ever would have to work.
That's brutal. And I was telling him, like for this new radio thing, like I'm filling in. I gotta do basically when the board ops want to go on vacation, like they don't want to work on the holidays. I'm the guy they're gonna call now. I have to be in running the board for the morning show on New Year's Day at 5 a.m.
No.
5 a.m.
The only time I ever see 5 a.m. is when I'm catching it on the back end.
So I will be drinking now.
Well, so cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, buddy. Remember, no spillage today.
No spills.
We gotta watch out.
Oh, jeez.
Watch your emphatic slams.
I get excited. We said we wanted to do another drinking day. Look, here's the thing. I want to go out and... all right, well, on the show today, we've got some things to get to.
Well, we did last time when it was my birthday that day, right?
It was.
The Friday show?
It was, and it ruined the rest of my day because I was just hammered by 11 a.m. And then
we took a nap, and then you came out. You had a great time. That's when we all went to Craft House.
Oh, that was a great day. Never mind. All right, let's do that again tonight. So I wanted to talk to you about my worst firing. Setups are not setups. Setups are setups. What's the tagline for that?
Setup is a setup.
A setup is a setup. Okay.
It's never going to... I don't like setups. They're always never going
to
work out.
Belly's got a little something for people trying to set him up. He's over it, and we'll talk to you about that why in a second. It's the biggest drinking day of the year, and then I need some strange.
Strange.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about that thought. Yeah. Man, I need some strange. Yeah. Now, we should probably clean up some things. We'll just, for whatever reason, I'm single. That is what it is.
He just gets excited, folks.
I get on. This is where you could be like, Luch, maybe you shouldn't talk about stuff on the air until it's like definitely for real, real. And
let's put it in concrete before we.
I'm not that person.
Concrete dry.
When I shat myself in college, the first thing I did was go and tell all my friends. What? It's true.
I know.
I deal with these things by talking about it. Now, with relationships, you can never talk. I would never. Never talk about the ending of a relationship or putting anybody on blast of anything that's personal. That's not right. I would never want anybody to do that to me. Mm-hmm. So I usually talk about all the good stuff. Hey, I met this girl. She's amazing. But then when it ends, or if it ends, or usually when it ends for me, apparently, I don't like talking about it because I'm never going to. You wouldn't want that if, you know, you dated a radio person.
Wonderful person.
Oh, she's amazing and nothing to do with her. I think I got some problems. I think I got some issues, man. Like, maybe it's commitment. I don't know what it is. But the reason I'm saying this is because I know you, with what I'm about to preface, a lot of you guys might be going, wait a minute, didn't you just start dating somebody? What are you going to cheat on her? Like, what, you asshole? No, I would never cheat. I've never cheated and never will. But
good.
No, that's the worst thing you could do to somebody.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you got to trust and... caring about other people's feelings is the right human way to live. Don't be an asshole.
True or false, you'd rather somebody call and break up with you right before hooking up with somebody else than them cheating on you?
I mean, either way, it feels like...
Well, either way, it's terrible.
If they're calling right before, shit's already happened.
Ask the social media lounge. You ask your people. Fire away to Belly, ladies and gentlemen. I want to know what you think. Would you prefer somebody that you're dating call you... Literally, they're about to cheat on you, and they know it, and they're like, you know what? I can't cheat. Hey, Luch, I'm sorry, man. It's over. No, it's not you. It's me. Okay, thanks. And then they go hook up. I'd rather that.
Yeah.
Than, like, you go cheat on me and then call me in the morning and be like, hey.
Listen.
Something happened.
Bad news.
Not cool. Social media lounge. Which one would you like?
I don't know. I think I'd rather take it in the morning so I can go back to bed.
You just don't want to be woken up? That's the only thing you're worried about is the inconveniencing of this?
Well, if it happens before I go to sleep that night, you know what's going to happen? I'm not getting a good night's sleep.
you're not going to sleep. You're probably getting hammered. You're probably coming out here with a couple Christmas trees, getting your act ready.
Yep.
I mean, that makes sense.
Listening to some, I don't know, Evanescence or something. Who knows?
Is that what you listen to? What was Michael?
I don't know. What do you listen to?
What was Michael Scott listening to when he was left?
I don't know, but it's. I just think of something like "My Heart Will Go On" or something like. Boo, boo, boo,
boo, Jesus boo. Christ! That's where I wish we had a budget.
Break it off first, says the social media launch from To Kill a Clown, who also has to work tomorrow. I understand the trucker life is a hard life as well, with always working, never no days off.
Oh, that dude! He works hard. I just loved that 180 board mount he did in the back of his semi. Great job, Killer Clown. Okay, that's one wheel stuff. Sorry for crossing the streams. Let's get into what I was talking about. I actually said to Belly, man, what a great night it would be to get some strange tonight. This is such an easy night to go out and hook up. All you got to do is be out after midnight.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, you're at the bar. Tell us, is that the case? I mean, is there another night that's even easier than this?
I would say it's not that it's just easy because everyone's in this festive, joyous mood. No one's really having a bad time. You're going out to just go out. And it's one of those things where everyone's going to be going out just to have some fun, especially those young kids. Last night we were, me and a buddy went out to a bar near us, and it's literally, you can guess the ages of these kids, but for the most part, they're all definitely on their like second. Obviously they have to be on their third winter break from college to go to the bar. But
yeah, but it's hard to tell because we were talking about this before the show. Like a 18-year-old girl can pass for 30, and an 18-year-old boy can pass for 19.
Yeah, you can tell because of the young men that are in the group.
It's not the girls who are easy to tell. Yeah. It's the guys, because the girls, like a girl can wear some makeup, put on some, like girls love to look good when they go out.
Yeah.
Guys should, but typically don't because we're lazy.
Yep.
And quite frankly, it doesn't really make that much of a difference until you're over the age of 28.
Yep.
25, you can go out in baggy jeans and a t-shirt and still smash.
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
And this is no offense to Braxton Blue, but a lot of those guys he probably went to high school with that were at this bar last night.
Oh, I'd imagine. Those are the kids that I coached.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, they're out there and you're looking at these groups and you're like, what are all these hot women doing with these like young kids? And you're like, oh, the women are young too.
As well.
Yeah, these are all 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
And that's something that's funny to see at the bar that we go at. It's got I don't go there usually like when it's drinking time. I usually go for like Sunday morning brunch they have with like a Bloody Mary bar. That's my scene.
So this was poker night at this bar. So there was an older crowd in there when we originally got there and we got out early. So there was mostly an older crowd in the bar area. But by 10 o'clock, you could see like the age shift in the bar. So the young people just keep flooding in by 11. It's just a large mass of young people. And then you can tell some of the older people, especially like even older than me, like in their 40s, 50s, are like, I got these dang kids and I'm taking up my bar. I don't want you here no more. Yeah, get out of here. You're my server. Can't even get to my table.
Can you go to, let's do some production. Can you go to my Facebook? And it's, if you go to my name, I literally just shared something today. And I was telling the people just now that it is our anniversary. 5 years ago, we had our one-year anniversary. So, yes, that picture. Can we show the people that picture?
Yeah.
This was actually one of my favorite nights of Looch Dog in the Morning. This was 5 years ago.
I was at this.
And this was where I believe we started really getting to know Belly. Because Belly was just a listener at the beginning stages.
It was actually, I think, the first time I had met any of you guys. Yeah. I'd listened
face
to you
face. Yeah. Yeah, I think you were still our NFL correspondent. We had talked to you on the air.
Even before that.
Really? This was because okay.
I never got on the show when Sansing was on the show.
Right. This was 5 years ago. So the radio heads, I used to work at a Bach to Rock music school, and this is the restaurant right next to it. This is what happens when I drink on air.
You get gassed.
I get gassy. So this is us. We did a live event. We did Looch Dog in the Morning live at Time Out Bar and Grill, which no longer exists, but not because of us. We killed it. We didn't. Shit.
No, you didn't. You guys had a great night on the show.
Yes.
But that part doesn't exist anymore for a reason that poor owner had to go through.
Absolutely. So as I go back to this picture real quick, I wanted to just show you guys that this is something that we can easily set up. And I was thinking, Belly, we should do this again. We need to do another live event. This was really successful.
But where do we do it?
I'll tell you where we do it. We do it at Red Rocks.
Interesting. Yeah. It's so loud there. Sometimes.
I know. And that's why it's small enough where I think we could take...
They could tuck us into that dining area.
They could tuck us into the dining area. I think they should put us right at the bar where the poker's being played. Because those people are like, they're just chilling. They're doing stuff. Nobody's really watching TV. And I think it would be really entertaining for us to be
this
in there.
This is before you lived in Colorado and you couldn't point out Nebraska or something.
What happened was the guy on the left... These are our two original co-hosts. The guy all the way on the left, that's Coach Reed. And then the one in the middle is Sansing. Coach Reed did a whole lot of pre-production and put on the projector of the radio of the restaurant a blank.
It didn't have the lines of the states.
It did have the lines of the states of America, but it didn't have any of the states written in. So you didn't know what state was what. You just saw the outlines of them. Yeah. And all he said was, Looch, point to Kansas.
It's the square one.
One of them.
It's the squariest of
squares. There's a few squares.
It's the squariest of the squares.
There's a lot of squares, but I had not driven out to Colorado yet across the country. Now I could tell you exactly what it is all the way from here to Colorado, but I had no idea. I just pointed, I pointed at like Louisiana. I'm pretty sure I pointed at like Wisconsin.
I think it was like Alabama.
Yeah, it wasn't close. It was, but that was really entertaining. The bar is they're all laughing at me.
You like spun your hand like a dart and you just threw it at
me. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and that's the funny thing about it is our co-host Coach, he's one of my best friends. He knows that I suck at any kind of geography. So
probably geometry too.
No, excuse me. I taught geometry. Pythagorean's theorem is my bitch. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. In fact, I love geometry, but no, geography's not my thing. And so I'd like to get into another live event. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I think that would be good. We could do it at Red Rocks. We should do a DMV Riders One Wheel, Voice of One Wheel, like on a Saturday night somewhere.
Oh, man, that'd be wild.
Like we I got get a some... Saturday night free.
Yeah, right?
When am I going to do that? But we could do Red Rocks. That'd be fun.
Live events are fun.
It's scary.
Get enough people coming out, you can have a good old time.
It's scary doing this in front of like... Seeing the people, we're used to the social media lounge and their comments too.
The beautiful, beautiful social media lounge.
What is happening in there? What's going on? Let's get a little update from the social media.
Well, they're just hanging out today. They're saying, let's see, they're just kind of having a good day.
What are we serving? Because apparently they need more. They need some stimulation.
Let's see. Today we're serving vodka Red Bulls.
Oh,
all right. Flavor Red Bulls are available, sugar free as well for those who want sugar free. But yes, let's get some juice flowing.
Does anybody have a clue what my Halloween costume is?
Still figuring it out.
Still figuring it out. Again, I'm wearing a shirt that says 401k, medical, dental, and vision.
If you call in, you get a Looch Dog or you get a TTR Studios shirt.
If you get it right.
If you get it right.
571-354-7338. You know the number. Good luck, everybody.
So we were on Strange.
So we were on Strange.
But yeah, you go out and you kind of just go with the flow of the night. I'm actually meeting a girl out tonight from one of the dating apps. What do you think of that?
Are you excited about it?
Yeah, I mean, I am excited about it. This is going to be fun. My only thing is, of course, we're going out on a night that it's going to be a madhouse at the bar.
And you have to be up at 8 a.m. At work at 8 a.m.
And after work. But well, I already told her, I'm like, I'm not staying out past midnight. There's not a chance I'm staying up past midnight. I got it. I don't wake up. Looch, I just spent the last week when we were off, folks. Yesterday for the Voice of One Wheel was the first day in over a week I've woken up before 11 a.m.
Which makes me feel like, do you enjoy doing this? Because if we weren't doing this, you would sleep like 4 hours later.
I usually do.
I feel horrible.
I'm coming out at like noon, like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and Lucha's like, hey, buddy.
I mean, do you? I guess you have to enjoy doing this because why else would you get up so early?
Exactly. I have a great time doing it.
You guys, listen, Social Media Lounge, I need you to appreciate
know that
what
I will
doing.
Also sleep until after. I love to wake up naturally.
But you guys need to appreciate what he's doing, okay? Because I can't do this on my own.
Blowing my smoke up my butt, man.
Hold on. All right. Mute. Get it in timeout. Get him out of here while I compliment him. Where's my gun?
It's in the living room.
My Nerf gun, thank you.
It's all in the living room.
No, what I wanted to say is, like, I can't do this alone. There's no way that you guys are getting any of this content if it's just me. And so you really need to thank him for doing this on his free time where he works way later than I do. I mean, I go to bed at, like, 9 o'clock. After hanging out and doing some Christmas trees.
Sleep is for the weak, says Copy.
Damn right. And hey, can we yell at Copy on the air?
Why?
Because
he did such a great job.
I know, I love him. He did an amazing job.
His review video was absolutely amazing.
Why does he not understand why we take breaks?
Because hey, he wants more.
He can't get it.
He wants more.
Copy.
He wants
it's
more.
A live show. How many live shows do you know that don't take breaks? Go watch ESPN. They don't take breaks.
If we pre-recorded and cut it up,
then there would be no breaks.
There most likely be no breaks.
I'll tell you something right now. I'm going to need a break here pretty soon. Take a pee.
Always.
I love copy imitation. In fact, him and Jamie, like him and his wife, they have you seen his studio? Everybody, I want you to just go ahead and just take a minute break from us. Leave us open so you can hear us, but go open another tab.
No live show. No live YouTube shows take breaks, bro.
Yeah, they don't go for an hour, and they're not nearly as good as us with as much production.
1 hour straight.
Fuck you, copy. I'm trying... I love him. I really do.
He knows YouTube better than we do.
Well, he does. He's like my YouTube coach, which is why I'm fake yelling at him right now. I'm actually excited for them. They're going to come down from Ohio.
The switcher he showed was awesome.
But what I wanted to say is, everybody, take a second. Open up a new tab so you can still hear us talking, but go over to YouTube and just check out One Wheel With Me. Also, now it will be soonly called Wheel With Me. That is who we're talking about. It's him and his wife talking about One Wheels. It's also, he's got another one that's really good about reviews. If you want reviews, check out Jamie and Josh on YouTube. J-A-Y-M-I-E and Josh. They do a really good job. That's enough of me blowing smoke so that I can yell at him again. Copy, we take breaks, and sometimes we might need them. But you know what? Yesterday felt really good taking no breaks. Yesterday's show felt really good.
Of course it did.
We did a good show yesterday. And if you don't know what we're talking about, just go ahead on our page and check out the voice of One Wheel from yesterday. So... If you're in a relationship, fine. You know what? No break right now, copy. That's fine.
No breaks.
No breaks. Let's just...
Breaks are cut. Wild card, bitches.
I need more beer.
Get it while you pee, man.
If you are in a relationship, How do you set this up? Because I'm going to come across like an asshole, but I think we're going to talk about something that's real.
Do you? All right.
Well, let me just do this, and then you take it from
just
there.
Just because you're in a relationship. Okay, set it up.
Everybody has urges, and mm-hmm. I think the moment that you think it's wrong for you to have an urge to want some strange, even though you've been in a relationship for 2 years, that's the moment that you are now in trouble. The moment that you realize... or that you start thinking that there's something wrong with you because you feel like you want some strange. Strange is sex with somebody you haven't met. Mm-hmm. That's what strange is. Every now and then, that thought's going to creep into your head, and I think that's natural.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a friend tell us, like, you know.
I have a wonderful girlfriend. I love her very much.
I love her very much.
But I see an attractive girl out, and I think about, what if?
Man, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you guys, like, that's okay.
That's natural.
That's natural. Like, you don't have to feel bad about that.
That's human urges. You know, you just let go. I mean, it's one of those things that you just can't help but kind of...
Just remember, your girl's thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I think everyone, it's healthy to, like, have urges and to want something. But at the same time, knowing yourself and being in love with your partner doesn't change. It's one of those things where you can, as long as you still find those traits in the person you're with, you can kind of manage those feelings.
This
easily.
One's tough because you're talking to two single dudes. I'd love to get the perspective of somebody who's been in a long-term relationship and can speak on this. If there is anybody who's listening right now, 571-354-
Some people think...
7338. Oh. Give me a call right now. I know that's hard to talk to without getting in trouble with your spouse.
What's the number again?
Love to have... your perspective, 571-354-7338.
I'm so good at when you start saying the number to the show. I'm like, right after the 7, right after the 354, I'm like, let's go.
It's okay. We are, you realize it though.
But then again, some people are in a relationship with the person that they just found, and it's that person
Look,
is their go-to.
I don't care if you wake up and you beat off to your girlfriend, you're that into her. Okay. I don't care. You're still going to have urges.
Yeah.
Anybody is. And I just wanted to take a minute and say that's natural. And the moment you start feeling like something is wrong and then you're doing something wrong.
You probably are.
That's when you're in trouble, and that's when the grass is greener syndrome is going to start really kicking in. I think that it's healthy to recognize, wow, it'd be nice to get some strange. Yeah, of course it would. But you know what? Then again, remember what it was like to be single? All you out there who have been in long-term relationships, what's dating like, dude? One word, what's dating like? If you had to pick one word, is it fun?
Yes, I mean, but that's not the word I'd pick.
Tiring?
No, that's not
exhausting.
It. No.
Superficial? Expensive?
All these terrible words you're throwing
out
here.
It's all true, man.
No wonder. No wonder.
I mean.
But no, dating.
Dude, if you want to take a girl out on a date and she just wants to go to, you know, whatever, Sweetwater Tavern, that's $100.
Yeah.
It's $100 for dating, a couple beers and an appetizer and a meal.
Dating's what you make it. Dating is exactly what you make it. I mean, if you're going to take it into the level of those aspects of it, then that's all it's ever going to be. And then you're never going to get past it. Dating is something where you're just meeting new people. You're expanding your horizons. You're learning something.
Would you prefer it over being in a loving relationship?
Of course. No. You want to be in a loving relationship.
Do you? Don't look at me like that. Loving relationships. Because I'll tell you right now, a lot of people are in loving relationships and they want out. They want to be single again. And I'm saying speak to them. Tell them why they shouldn't.
Because you were going back to a world where you want exactly what you have. You literally will find, when you find that person that can care, balance you out, especially someone that like cares for you and shows you the emotions back, stick with it, because let me tell you, the single lonely life, it's gonna creep in and just let you hold. It's not as fun as it looks.
It's great doing whatever you want whenever you want. I'll tell you what, that's great. It ain't as good as being loved.
Yeah,
I don't think, and no. I haven't been loved in years.
I miss it. I've had conversations with friends that aren't happy in their marriages or relationships, and then I say to them, yeah, but let me tell you, it's not greener over here.
No, it's not. That's what I wanted to point out.
You're
today.
Literally sitting in a place where I want to be. You have a house. You have a wife. You may even have a kid, like a family. You have something that all of us, like especially me as a individual, want. And now you're complaining about the fact that you have it. And
that's the only thing you're going to have for the rest of your life. I get why that can be, you know, pigeonholed, but like appreciate
what
you have.
There's more to that.
What can we show to the people? What kind of fun video that we won't get a copyright infringement on can we show them instead of doing a break? In fact, copy, what would you like to see right now? What video could I play for you that would be great so I can go take a pee and get a beer? Because I don't want to just take a break. I don't want to just put tunes out there. I want to show the people. Rodney Mullen. Yes. Can you go to YouTube?
Okay.
Let's watch some, because I was talking about this on The Voice of One Wheel yesterday. A friend of mine is real, Flakeness. You know Flakeness. He is. Have you ever seen him skate?
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. I mean, as for somebody who doesn't know skateboarding, like, dude, this guy is, he's throwing, like, you know, tricks I don't know the name of. Can you just type in Rodney Mullen?
Rodney?
Yeah. Yep, there he is. He's in there. I want to show you guys what I was talking about because I was watching a friend. Yeah, that'll be fine. Best of Rodney Mullen. Just pull that up and be ready for it for a second. We'll show that to the people real quick. What happened yesterday was I was talking about the fact that I had a dream of myself absolutely shredding it as a skateboarder or a snowboarder. I can't remember. But before having this dream, I watched my friend Flakeness, who is co-owner of the G-Spot brand with Brax. I believe
or Braxton Blue.
Gspot.com, is that right? Gspotbrand.com. I can't remember. Doesn't matter. One of the two. They're a skateboard brand. It does matter. That's my bad. But it is Gspot. They're awesome. They have skateboards, decks. They've got grip tape and all that. My grip tape is on my one wheel. It's from the Gspot. And Flakeness is unbelievable at skateboarding. I watch him do some of his videos and I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, living would be so much fun if I could do that with a skateboard all throughout my life. Just going to, you know, Target like we do with our one wheels. Can you imagine if you were throwing, like, 360 kickflips off of just random curves? Like, you're limited to the amount of tricks you can do on a one wheel. On a skateboard, you can do some incredible things. And it made me think of this Rodney Mullen video that I want to show you guys and show you what it's like to just open your mind and just go. Belly, can we show these people? It's unbelievable. I want you guys to just watch Rodney Mullen. This is an old school skateboarder. We're going to just watch some cool skateboarding. I'm going to put some music on in the background. So if you can mute that so we don't get a copyright claim, I'll throw this on. We will take a quick break and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back, folks. Let's do the damn thing. How fun would it be if you could do that in real life? So I was watching this guy from the G-Spot brand do not Rodney Mullen style things, but I was watching him do like pretty damn cool stuff. And I was like, man, I just wish I could go about my daily life and just throw these tricks like that. I mean, it puts things like McCosker and Chris Richardson, it puts them to shame because you can't do that stuff on a one wheel. Now, I know Bodie, McCosker, Richardson, they all skate and snowboard and can do all that stuff too, but you're so used to seeing them do that on a one wheel, whatever they can do, and it's fairly limited. But then you see somebody skate and throw these tricks and it's like, wow, can you imagine how much fun life would be if you could do that? And then I went and had a dream where I was doing that. Let me tell you something, folks. Ever since that dream, I have never been such a good one-wheel rider. I'm not saying I'm great. I'm just saying that's the most confident I've ever been because I felt what it would feel like to throw kicks, kickflips and 360s and go off kickers and land it. And my God, now I feel like I can do anything. It's amazing. Visualize whatever it is that you want to do.
I played Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
What a great game. I will drink to that.
There it is.
Is there any better sound on radio than that? Oh, I could. It's okay.
Yeah, it's pale ale. It's going to have hop to it.
I might be coming around to pale ales.
It's good.
It's got some taste. What do you call Bud Light, by the way? Just quick bartender question. Is it a lager? Is it is it water? Like, what do you call
it? Budweiser's a lager. I would say Bud Light is a Pilsner kind of beer.
Pilsner is the word. Thank you. Did you know that in one of those snifter glasses, the smaller beer glasses, right? Isn't it a snifter?
Mm-hmm. Snifter.
Did you know if you were to put it on its side, the amount of liquid that you should only that should be in it should still not come out the glass. You should only have enough liquid in it.
Are you asking a bartender?
I'm asking the people if they know that.
Yeah, that's so the easiest way to judge how much you're pouring in there. It's like a 2 ounce pour fits into that nook between the lip and the bottom of the glass. Yeah. So when you turn it, it should go right up to the lip of the glass for a full pour. Yeah, it's how you serve cognac, Grand Marnier, things like that.
Well, look at this guy. Look at this guy.
It's like I'm a
bartender. Talk to me about setups. What's the matter?
So
what's the matter?
I saw earlier we Mandy commented two of her friends that she set up got married this summer.
Oh.
That's great. But here's the trick.
Oh, Mandy, great job. Just nuking him before he even starts.
No, but that's one thing. All right, that's one thing. You're setting up two friends. Here's my issue: is a lot of the setups that have been coming my way lately have been coming from significant others of friends of mine. And I don't like putting that kind of pressure. Because
married or just dating? Like
just
your friends
dating.
Are married or just dating?
Just dating.
So it's still a little bit iffy.
It's still fresh.
Fresh.
But so I'm in the mindset of focus on your own shit.
Until you're married and it's all good and then you can focus on me. That makes sense.
If you want to set me up after you're married, fine. But here's my thing. It's I come across it as... they will talk to me about like the person and be like, yeah, everything's great. So and so. But in reality, when someone says you seem like such a nice guy, I have the perfect friend for you. Here's what I'm hearing. It's my friend's a hot mess and she needs someone like you.
It's so true. So true. You seem like such a great guy. You know what? He'd be great for our hot mess friend because he's so level-headed. Let's set him up with the mess that we know.
Yeah.
No, thanks. You're just setting me up to fail. A setup is just a setup. It's nothing more.
And not only that, like any kind of setup situation, it then puts a strain on the friendship. Like say it's a friend setting you up. Well, what if it doesn't work out? It's like a parent setting you up. We've had that before, right?
Where I have
a parent
yes,
said
that happened to me.
And it's
my mom set me up with a woman she works with's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to end it.
Yep.
I'm
really good at ending relationships.
I'm getting there because I've done it too many times lately. There's something wrong with me. I'm out of the dating world until I figure me out.
Yep. You gotta find me.
Dude, I'm like, what is up with me, dude? I'm not.
Call the doctor.
Anyway, moving on. It's not about me.
It's just one of those things where you gotta, and even then, it's like they don't suggest, like, if it doesn't, like, work out right off the bat, how does the person that does the setup feel? How do you think that person feels?
I wonder, because the person who set me up with her friend out in L.A., that girl I was dating out in L.A. for about a month, that was a setup. From Potts's baby mama set that up.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't spoken to her since, because I'm terrified. I'm like, is she mad at me? I don't know what to do. I mean, it's not like we text each other anyway. I know her through Potts, but I talked to Potts. Quick update on him. Oh, fatherhood's kicking his ass.
Of course it is.
It's beating him up, and I'm loving watching it.
I'm hopefully he's sleeping right now.
He's loving it. He's loving it, but yeah. He is exhausted. I talked to him, and he was like, yo, so what's the matter with you? He's like, I'm sick. I've been sick for like a week. I can't recover because there's just no sleep with this baby. What is this? There's no sleep ever. Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
It's just so great watching him go through it, because I know deep down he loves it, but yeah, it's hard. It is hard, and I'm proud of him. But I wonder what it's like, you know, if you break up with somebody that was a setup, the person who set you up, do they think less of you now? Like that's something that I worry about. Cause do I have to marry her because you set us up and I still want you to be friends with me?
Yeah.
Like, no. And I think they understand that. Potts, if he was here right now, he was saying, oh, I just couldn't wait to watch it all train wreck in front of me. You know, that was,
I was setting it up for a big show.
Yeah, that's why he set it up, so he could watch it fail.
That's a good mindset.
If you really are like...
That's the other thing. It's always... Someone always has the perfect person for me when they know me on like the surface of levels. Like they don't actually know me. It's
one
of those
things. Did you
think of
this when Nikki and I were trying to do that? My long-term ex-girlfriend from a long time ago. I'm just friends with her now. Remember when we were talking like just having like as friends and we were like, oh, that girl would be like... Yeah. Good for you. Were you like, oh, yeah. Did you see us two as those kind of people that were like, yeah, why don't you focus on you two first? Even though we weren't dating.
Yeah, it's like you guys got your own things to worry about, and I'm not going to add
which
pressure onto this.
That's fair. So you're worried that it adds pressure to the relationship of the people who are setting you up.
Especially people that are only in like one of those relationships that are just starting or fresh or new or just dating.
What do you mean only in?
Like just in the dating phase, only in the dating phase.
Okay.
Not married.
So, yeah.
Like. Married, like, all right, so you're at a wedding and you have this bridesmaid and you have this groomsman that you think would match up pretty well. Sure, why not? But
oh my God, the bride on Saturday said that to me. She goes, how old are you? I was like, I'm 34. And she goes, oh, and I went, oh, why? And she goes, well, I said, well, I'm 35 in a week. She's like, oh, well, like that matters. I have the perfect girl I'm going to set you up with, but she's 41. I can't wait. Can you imagine a bride setting me up?
Let's see.
Can you imagine the pressure on me there?
Yeah.
That's a client of mine.
And her friend.
With her friend, I don't know what she looks like, who's older than me,
But not only that, it's your client. Like,
just that. It doesn't matter if she was 28, smoking hot, and perfect. Nobody is. But if she was that person, it still would be awkward because I'm being set up by a client of mine, and then I got to worry about that mess.
Yeah.
Setups suck.
That's
man.
A weird review. He was great at my wedding, but he was terrible to my friend.
Yeah, he broke up with her after 3 dates. I'm the worst. No. I'm struggling in the relationship world right now. You can break me down if you want.
I would say it's more...
Social Media Lounge, if you have any questions for me, I'm happy to answer them completely live and on air.
I have...
Fire away, belly will pipe them in.
I have...
Something's up with me, and I'm happy to go into my brain. I will go onto the therapist couch. You can play therapist from the Social Media Lounge if you'd like to know what's up with me. Feel free.
I want to question you on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's the mindset of the social media? What's the mindset of your social media announcement and putting it official on Facebook?
Oh, why did we go Facebook official really fast? 2 weeks in? 3 dates? 5 dates in? 4 dates in?
But what's the point of even doing it at all at this point is what I'm thinking. Like, For me,
you want to get honest about it? For me, I'm very excited to
tell the world,
to shout it off the rooftops. I'm the kind of person that is, but also.
And shout it off the rooftop, but not see social media.
That is the rooftop.
No.
Yeah, that is the rooftop.
Social media is the fakest thing there is in this game.
Say it again.
Social media is the fakest thing in this world. And we've talked about that before, where they only show you their best selves.
Oh, it's the highlight reel of everybody you know, for
exactly.
sure. And it's so easy to get depressed when you look at Facebook because you're like, wow, everybody else is living the way that I want to live. And no, they're not. They're just posting the things that you want to see.
Exactly.
Trust me, they've got other things going
Everyone's got their things going on.
Right. I will say, honestly, that part of me wants to show.
Like if the new relationship doesn't get enough likes on Facebook.
No, I don't care about that. Part of me is excited to show my friends, my family. I don't think my friends respect me. This is my biggest, like if I was, if you were. If,
I respect
if,
you.
If, I appreciate that. If I was in therapy, I'm pretty sure this is the one thing that we would have to work on with Adam, is that I bailed on my friends a lot in my mid-20s. Right out of college, I was the guy who flaked all the time. All the time. And I lost some friendships over it. I mean, I see it. I call some of my old-time friends, they don't call me back. And I understand that. When you say no all the time, it gets, even if you have reasons, even when I say no, I can't do it on a Saturday because I have a wedding, I'm so sorry, I wish I could.
And you become the no guy.
You know how many times that works until people just stop asking you, even if it's your work? I mean, I could ask you to go out on a Tuesday at noon at your desk job, and you're going to tell me no, no, and after the third no, I'm going to stop asking because you have to work, but that's fine. I'm just like, well, okay, they're out. So now weekends, my friends do not think of me at all. And when I was open and free and had weekends, I'd be like, sure, I'll be there. And then like an hour before I was supposed to be there, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not feeling it. And then I'd cut some Christmas trees down on the couch. And they knew that. And they'd be like, all right, shithead.
Yeah.
I lost some friendships. And I am really, really sad, upset about that. It's my one regret in life. I really took my friendships for granted in my mid-20s where I kind of just... You guys know I love you. I just don't want to hang out. I want to just smoke some weed and hang out and play video games. Can I just play Halo?
That's not a good friend.
I just want to play Halo. You're not a good friend for not letting me to play it. Like, that's how I was thinking. You know I love you. I don't want to go out to the bar. You guys want to come over and play Halo? No? All right. Well, see you when you want to. Mm-hmm. That's not a good friend. That's not a good person. I am not proud of who I was from 18 to 29.
From the social media lunch, do you like the smell of your own farts?
What does that mean?
It's like you enjoy. I don't. Let me tell you, mine are terrible.
It's delicious. What are you talking about?
Mine are
bottle it up and drink it.
Mine are terrible. I hate myself. It's disgusting. I disgust me.
I don't understand the comment though. Is that saying like?
It's like if you can't, it like your shit don't stink. You know what I mean?
Is that what you're? I'm too good for them.
It's an I'm too good for them mindset.
Pretty much. I never thought that, but the fact that the social media launch came out with that, that's exactly what most of my friends, I'm guessing, probably thought. Oh, wow. His shit don't stink. He just wants to hang out with himself.
And then another post from someone, people that post how much they love their significant other on Facebook means they're living a lie. Means they are trying to convince themselves of something that isn't
And
true.
I wonder if I was trying... Phenomenal job. Social media lunch. Look, I told you guys, I got thick skin. You can break it down. I wouldn't ask for you to break me down if I was going to get mad about it. That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. I think I was ready to show my friends that I don't think respect me, to show my family who would love for me to have a kid by the time I'm 35, not even close. Hey, guys, I'm on track. Hey, I'm doing it.
See, but when you're putting on a show for other people, it's a falsity, because that's the thing about Broadway, man. It's all a show. It's all kind of that mindset of you're acting, you're on stage, you're presenting, and then what you're seeing, but what you're seeing on stage isn't real.
So Facebook is Broadway?
Facebook is a show. That's all it is.
Hmm.
And I think the mindset of...
Do we agree with that? Social media lunch. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think he's onto something.
And to stand up and to just, and yes, to stand up and express your emotions in a good way are always good. I mean, I'm someone who rarely posts on Facebook, and then one night I'll
get on you. I tell you to do it more. I'm like, will you post to the fucking social media lounge so that they can see you and that you care? Because I know how much you love them and they don't know. Guys, he loves you. He just doesn't live on the internet.
I don't post that much. For me, it's like anytime I post, that means it's another thing that my name can be searched. That's like my.
I mean, that's true.
And then, I remember the mindset of like, let's get into a relationship on Facebook right away. And then when I thought about that, I had a girlfriend after the fact, after Facebook kind of toned down in my life, where it's like, well, why? What's the rush to do this? Why do we have to? And like, you have people that are so into it. Like, why haven't you accepted it yet? Why can't you? Or in the reverse, like say you're not someone who's in social media like me. I may have it posted on there, but I don't even think about it. Like if I got into a relationship, I probably wouldn't even change it if it said single because I wouldn't even think about it. It would still say single. And then one day someone's going to come up to me, the girl's going to come up to me and be like, why haven't you changed your relationship status on Facebook?
And the worst thing about me is that's the first thing I'm thinking about. And that makes me realize I'm not doing
this for the relationship.
I'm not doing this for the relationship. I'm doing this to show my friends that I can be in a relationship. That ain't right.
That ain't right.
That ain't right. And I'm only doing, I'm only hurting other people that I'm dating while this is happening.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm trying to deal with right now.
Using other people. You're going to have to just go to timeout for this. You're just going to have to go.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
You're obviously...
2 minutes?
You don't fart over there, because I bet you it stinks.
Well, you got to run the show. If I'm going to dating timeout, I'm out.
But yeah, I think people do know. It's one of those things you have to put together. And, it's timeout's behind me. So it's one of those things that you just have to be aware of. Go through it with yourself and ask yourself, what's the most important thing to you? And if that person and the, how they feel isn't the answer, then you got to figure out where it's going from there. Oh, God, he's got a bat behind me. Well, this is it, folks. Goodbye.
I'm out. I have to pee. Keep going. Fire him away.
Social Media Lounge, what do you think of this? I'm sure you're all on my side about it because, you know, you guys love me. But and it's not that Luch is doing something wrong here. He's in a mindset where he's trying to create a happiness and trying to show his friends he's happy. There's nothing wrong with that. But to search for validation is maybe one of those things that just you can't do. Validation is another falsity. If you can't think of it in your own mindset as validation, and if you go searching for it, you'll never get it. You'll never get it because basically you just turn into this monster of looking for attention. It turns into you looking and feeding off of that attention. And if you don't get enough likes on a post, you don't get that little mental high from posting something and, oh, only 3 people have liked this post. Why have only 3 people liked this post? What is the problem with this? It's a validation you just can't go and... Searching for validation is its own falsity.
It's hard, man. It's hard. I work very hard on myself and things that are going on in my own brain, and I feel like I have some ways to go here before I get into something else, because I don't want to keep hurting other people. Man, that's the truth. But this is fun.
Don't want to hurt other people?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not that you're...
No, I don't want to date if I don't know what I'm... Look, okay, perfect example. Okay, I got to do this right. Let me do this right. Somebody says, okay. Somebody says to you, hey, listen, I just don't want to date. I don't want commitment. I can't stand it. Okay, cool. But then 3 weeks later, they're out and dating other people. And you're like, well, why are you dating if you don't want commitment? Well, I can't go on dates? It's like, well, that's what is going to happen to the guy you're dating or the girl you're dating.
So when you see more than multiple times in a week.
Yeah, if you're not into relationships and commitment, then you better not be dating. You can't just say, oh, then I just want to date because like I just want to like hang out and go on and stay on the surface level. Well, what is the other person going to do? And that's what I'm trying to deal with is like I got to make sure I don't take anybody past surface level because if I'm not ready to go there, all I'm going to do is hurt that person.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say setups are for losers.
Not for losers. It's just I think setups, be mindful of when you're setting something up because
don't set a good person up who's single just because they're single with your friend who's a mess.
By the way, the last 3 setups that were suggested to me all are, and nothing wrong with this at all, but all single mothers.
Single moms? That's a tough one. I could date a single mom. I would be all for it.
I could too.
I'm also 4 years ahead of you.
It's this when there's a setup like that, it's what, why me?
Let's have some fun with the people. I don't understand why I haven't gotten a phone call yet. Are you guys just not thinking right now on what this costume could be for a free shirt? 401k, medical, dental, vision. The only clue I will give you, I'm your friend. I'm your friend. Figure it out.
Who
get
could
a free t-shirt. Call us now, 571-354-7338. I am your friend wearing this shirt. Figure it out. I feel like you can. I love this show. I love doing Voice of One Wheel. This is a good one.
Yeah.
I love doing voice of One Wheel. I really do.
Yeah.
But it has turned into its own beast. And I really love the people who listen to Looch Dog in the Morning because...
Someone in the social media lunch got it, but she already has a shirt.
Damn it, dude.
We got someone.
No, it better not. Oh, it's Ohio. Oh, that was the clue that got him. All right, just hit one. Don't even screen it. Just hit one and tell me when. Bam. Caller, who are you? Where are you from? Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Carl.
Carl
the clown. What's up, dude?
Hey, another day in paradise.
Yes, you sir. What state are you driving through in your big rig right now?
Well, I'm sitting still trying to finish my 10-hour break, but I'm down here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Are you saying that you're spending the last part of your 10-hour break hanging out with us? Is that what you're doing right now?
Absolutely.
Appreciate you as always.
I love him. Carl, oh, the calls are coming in. Carl, everybody wants the shirt, but if you get it right, you got one chance. What is this costume?
I have one of two guesses.
No. Time out. Carl, you get one guess. That's it. So I need you to think about what you're doing. I'm not giving you two, guy. You get one guess here. What do you think?
I want to say, Medical Mutual.
That's good, but it's not it. Damn it. I really wanted him to win. Carl, if nobody gets it, you can call me back, all right? But you have to wait until...
I really think he
11 a.m.
It.
You think? No, it's not that. All right, Carl, I love you. That's not it. You lose today, but you're a winner in my heart, okay, sir?
All right. Hey, thanks.
Have a great day, sir. Enjoy.
Later, buddy. All right. Keep them coming. Anybody who was calling, go ahead and keep calling in. You have your chance. The line is now open. 571-354-7338. What is it? Oh, here it comes from Colorado. Is this John Stock calling in? Who knows? That was Ohio calling in. We are now going national with Colorado is ready to go. Caller, who are you? Where are you from?
Yo, it's Float Fiend.
Travis Stack, what's up, boss? What am I wearing?
Friends with benefits.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding.
Give it to him. Give it to him. No!
I have that one.
I want this. That's what he gets. Travis, that is correct.
That's what it is. You got your...
You got your own touchdown. You got your own TTR Studios shirt coming to you. Will you do me a favor and just reach out? With your address and shirt size, I will take care of you, my friend.
I'll do it.
Travis,
thanks,
what's up?
Guys.
Hey, no problem, man. Hey, real quick, are you married? Are you single? Where's your status?
Oh, yeah, I'm married. Yeah.
Can you
hear some shit?
Yeah. Can you speak to, people who have been in long-term relationships that might have... I don't want to get you in trouble with your spouse, so just in the best way that you can comment on it, what advice would you have as somebody who's been married for a little while for some... other person who's in a long-term relationship feeling their need to sow their own oats. Is that healthy? What do you have to say to those people?
You know what? We're human. Basically, most men are dirty pigs that have sexual appetite. That's, I think it's hard to find a woman that can satisfy that. So you just get you to satisfying yourself, bro, because whether it's, you gotta do some romancing, you gotta do your thing, gotta spark your own interest. It's definitely also takes two to tango, so if you don't have a lady that's not into you and you're married to her, I see that's a problem.
Yep.
So
I'd say working on the interior of the house is better than the exterior.
Right.
All right, Travis Stack, my man. Well done. Dropping knowledge and scoring.
Winning t-shirts.
14 points in 2 minutes. Well done, Travis. Nicely done.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in. We'll get you your t-shirt straight here from TTR Studios.
Yep, you too.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you. He's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah,
buddy.
Man.
That was a great job. All right, Travis Steck, Float Fiend. You got it. Yeah, I'm your friend with benefits.
Yeah.
That's all. And I wrote it on a shirt of a company that fired me, and I don't have enough time to get to that, so we'll do that on Friday. But I've got your worst firing stories. I want to do that on Friday. In fact, this is your homework, folks. Social Media Lounge, this is your homework. I want to know what your worst firing is. And was it better for you or worse for you? Was it a bad thing in your life? Because this was my worst firing. This is the only time I've ever gotten fired. Let go. Hey, you can leave, get your stuff, and you can go. Best thing that ever happened to me. Next job I took is what I'm doing now. So yeah. I want to know your worst firing. Was it a good thing for you or was it a bad thing for you? Everybody's been fired.
I guess fired isn't the right term. I was downsized.
Let go. Downsized, let go, whatever it is. I want to know for next week's show.
You were told not to come in tomorrow.
Yeah, I was told on a Wednesday at 5 o'clock at pickup time at a school.
Thursday, 11 a.m.
You don't need to come in tomorrow. You can just
Thursday,
clean
11 a.m. And my computer had already locked out, so I was already having issues with my computer trying to call the help desk.
So this is all what we'll do on Friday. Today has been a super fun
show.
Just
speak with your manager.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Yes.
One woman, one wheel. We got your package. We love it. We will be rocking it on Tuesday next week. Thanks for sending that. Travis Steck has won himself a shirt from TTR Studios. The Killer Clown, wonderful guests. We hope you have a great rest of your break. Copy Imitation, you are my fave, bro Hammy, on YouTube. You are my YouTube king, and I need you to teach me how to start making money like you do. Are we doing it? Chug your beer.
Oh, don't chug it.
Chug your beer. There it is. Happy birthday to Mama Lucio. My mom's birthday is today. 70 is the big one. We are so
happy for you.
Damn right. She looks like she's 55.
What?
I love
you,
Mom.
She looks like she's 36.
She really does. I love you, Mom. Happy birthday,
folks.
She's
younger than you. How is it even possible?
Valley, get us out of here.
Guys, it's been a fantastic day. Tomorrow is my favorite holiday, so here's what I want you to do. If it is available to you, tell someone you love them, because I love you all, and I'm very thankful for all you do for watching us every week. We appreciate it. So thanks. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we will see you, no days off, on Black Friday.
Yes, let's do it. Giddy up, folks. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you on Friday. This is Looch from Looch Dog in the Morning for Belly Matt LaBelle. Matty Potts out there at Santa Monica.
Daddy Potts.
Daddy Potts, good luck to you. We love you guys in the social media lounge. We will see you on Friday. Happy Wednesday, everybody.